JW Mobile.
And 4 ZLK Mobile.
Are you out and about working, or are you out and about for enjoyment?
Divided up that way, I'm going to have to say working.
Wow. I'm taking the puppies to the vet for their third trip.
Right. It is a beautiful day. I'm glad I am out, too, but it'd be better if I was out like you, you know, you retired people out and about still getting paid, but not working.
Long ago, I was where you are, and I didn't think retirement ever came. I didn't think it ever get here. I wasn't going to live long enough to see retirement. And boy, was I wrong, and am I happy I was wrong. I enjoy retirement more than any combination of vacations.
Just giving you a hard time there. I'm very happy for you. I will be there, hopefully, well, not as soon as I'd like, but I'll be there.
Right along, and I was figuring I was going to stay working till I was 70, because I enjoyed it. I liked doing what I was doing. I just didn't like being tied down, not being able to go anywhere. You know, do what I want when I want, this is, I guess, what I was saying. But I enjoyed it, and I was going along just fine, and then they bought another company, and the guy that did what I did with the other company was a lot farther away from retirement than me. So I handed him the keys.
No, I want to work. I mean, I won't mind working, but if it's something that I want to do. Because some of the things I want to do require some work, some effort, which I enjoy it when I get a chance to do a little bit in the garage on the weekends or something. I enjoy it, but anyway, of course, I don't want to make a job out of it, because then I hear you don't like it anymore.
My first pass with flying airplanes, made a competition airplane that really did good, so I started making kits for people and turned my hobby into a job, and that was no fun. I won't make that mistake again.
Don't do too much with what you like, or don't try to, I don't know. I've heard people say, but they really love doing it, and they found out they can make money at it, so that could be different. But so on your puppies there, are they okay, or are they just getting checkups?
Highly scheduled parvo, sets of shots, I think it's a parvo this time. I think after this time, they'll be able to go to the groomer for the very first time in their life. And the doctor was going to give them all their shots last time, and she said, no, we're going to wait. We're going to do half of them now. We're going to do half of them again. She changed her mind. So nothing's wrong. They're fine. They're just going through their regularly scheduled maintenance as they're in their puppy stage.
She had some new puppies. What kind did you get?
For 15 years, a party Yorkie. I don't know if you know what a party Yorkie is, but it's kind of like a white buffalo. You only get one every million puppies. And loved her to death and really broke our hearts when she passed away. But she looked a whole lot like a Maltese. And I just like that look. I like that look a lot. I like Yorkies a whole lot, too. But the Maltese I like better. So we hunted and hunted and hunted. And we found Amy wanted to get two of them this go-around, because that way they have, if we couldn't go on vacation for 15 years, so this way they'll have each other when we go on vacation if we decide to board them. But it's really hard to board them, you know. It's hard to be away from them that long, and it's hard to find anybody you can really trust to take care of them for that long.
Cute little puppies. I know what you mean. You cannot make quick decisions like, let's just go, because you always have to think about the dog, especially if you don't have people lined up or people that are, you already know, are willing to take them at a moment's notice.
You know, there's only exception to that is when we go to Raleigh, which is where my daughter lives, and they've got two huskies. So they haven't met yet. They haven't met their cousins. So I guess they're cousins, maybe cousins once removed, I don't know. But anyway, with them, we'll take them with us. And they roam the house just like the huskies do. And the huskies are really gentle. They were with Maggie, so they will be with these two, too. Well, I'm in the parking lot, so I'm going to get out and They're going to put their leashes on them, and we're going to go inside and wait our turn in line. If you're late, they make you go to the back of the line, and that's a four-hour late. That's a four-hour wait, so I don't want to go to the back of the line. Anyway, I might catch you on the way out if you're still out and about. N4Z, okay, W4DJW.
Hear you this morning. Hope you have a good day. Enjoyed it. N4ZLK.